So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's called Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Wow, using the word spider more than once in a movie title. That's a bold move.
Yeah, I originally had even more, actually.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was called Spider-Man Spider Into Spider the Spider-Verse Spider.
Oh, yeah, good call on trimming some of those out.
Yeah, probably. So anyway, we're gonna have this collider thing open up a portal to a multiverse. So we're just gonna have a whole bunch of different Spider-Mans.
I think the correct way to say that would be Spider-Men.
Oh, definitely get off my back, you grammar Nazi.
Oh, I don't like being called that at all. Please continue being wrong about things.
Oh, I will. So we're gonna meet this kid, Miles Morales, and he's just starting at a very exclusive high school.
Okay.
So his father, Jefferson Davis, is a cop, and he gives him a lift to the new school.
Wait, Davis? I thought the guy's name was Miles Morales.
Yeah, that's his mom's last name.
Isn't it usually the father's name that kids take?
Yeah, I guess you're right. Okay, so the dad gives Miles Davis a lift to school.
Oh, never mind. I see why they did that now.
Oh, right, okay.
But wait, wasn't Jefferson Davis the name of a Confederate leader?
Yeah, I don't know what was going on with the character naming in the comics, to be honest.
Yeesh.
Anyway, so at the school, he meets this girl that ends up being Spider-Gwen from a different dimension.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, and she not only got sent to a new dimension, but a week back in time, so she's there before the portal even opens.
How come?
Because.
That works.
And we're also gonna find out that her spider sense told her to go to that school.
Didn't you say the school is super exclusive? How'd she even manage to get in?
Oh, unclear.
Well, so what was she even doing for a full week?
Unclear.
Well, okay, I guess we'll have to make a spin-off to show what the hell's going on with this character.
Anyway, so yeah, Miles got bit by a spider when he went to this underground place with his uncle.
Nice.
And then later when he goes back, he's gonna see this super collider thing and see Spider-Man fighting Green Goblin.
Oh, very, very cool.
And Green Goblin is gonna shove Spider-Man into the collider thing. So his DNA is gonna cause all these Spider-Mans to jump dimensions.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, and then Kingpin is gonna kill Peter Parker.
Oh, I hear killing Peter Parker is gonna be very big in 2018.
Yeah, it just feels like an entertaining thing to do.
So we're just gonna get a bunch of Peter Parkers from different dimensions.
Well, there's gonna be an older depressed Peter Parker, a Peter Parker from the 1930s, a pig called Peter Porker who goes by Spider-Ham. There's also Penny Parker from the future who has a psychic bond with a spider in a robot suit, and then there's Spider-Gwen.
So it doesn't work with DNA? Most of these people are not Peter Parker.
Well, they were all bitten by radioactive spiders, so maybe that's the DNA connection.
Wasn't Peter Porker bitten by a radioactive pig?
Yeah.
And the machine also brought over Penny's actual spider and a robot.
I mean, we have like a multiverse machine. I feel like we could do whatever we want. You've seen Rick and Morty.
Yeah, it just feels like this is all a little inconsistent.
Okay, then I guess we shouldn't have a bunch of fun different versions of Spider-Man in this thing.
Oh, well, no, I definitely want those.
Well, then get all the way off my back.
Oh, well, okay then.
So anyway, later there's gonna be a huge fight at Aunt May's house.
Oh.
And this bad guy, the Prowler, is actually Miles' uncle. And he's gonna discover that his nephew is Spider-Man just as he's about to kill him.
Wow.
And because he hesitates for a second, Kingpin shoots him.
Why wouldn't he shoot Miles first just to make sure he got his target?
Because Miles is the protagonist.
Right, of course.
Anyway, after his uncle dies, all the Spider-Mans come over to see him.
To give their condolences?
Yeah, that, but also to tell him that, you know, they don't believe in him. And that he's probably not even capable of plugging in a USB key, and then they tie him to a chair and leave.
Oh my god.
It's pretty rough. So then they all attach their webs to Clouds and swing away.
Oh, latching onto Clouds is tight.
Yeah, so then Miles is stuck to this chair, and he needs to figure out a way to control his powers, or he can't help save the day.
Is it gonna be hard for him to figure it out?
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, Jefferson Davis is gonna say a couple of inspiring words through a closed door, and somehow that does the trick.
Very inspiring. So are we talking about Jefferson Davis's father, or Jefferson Davis the Confederate president?
His father.
Okay, just making sure. That does make more sense.
Yeah, so then Miles goes over to see Aunt May.
And she's gonna try to talk this child out of going to a deadly fight.
No, she hooks him up with some gear.
Oh, she does. What a dark and irresponsible version of Aunt May.
Yeah, and then he's gonna head over to the final fight.
Right, I guess time is of the essence. There's no time to waste.
Exactly, but he does stop to spray paint his suit.
Oh, he stops to paint.
Yeah, I mean, the clock is ticking, but he's gotta look good.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so then there's gonna be a huge fight at the collider thing. So I figure the animators can just, you know, turn on an iTunes visualizer or something.
Perfect.
Then there's gonna be a really sad moment where Penny Parker's robot gets destroyed.
Oh, her best friend's gonna die. That's sad.
Yeah, well, no, technically it's just a suit that the spider was using.
Oh, so the spider died? That's sad too.
No, the spider's fine. He crawls out.
So like a robot suit stopped working? What's sad about this again?
I don't know. It just is.
Fair enough.
Anyway, so then Kingpin hits Miles really hard.
Oh, no.
Yeah, then he just stands there and watches Miles slowly get up.
Oh, he doesn't just hit him again?
No, he just watches, because we had a whole story thing where if you fall, you have to get up.
Oh, so we can't have Kingpin interfere with that.
Yeah, exactly. This is a story beat thing, so he has to just watch.
Oh, villains are defenseless against story beats.
Yeah, they are. So then Miles defeats him.
Amazing.
Oh, we're also gonna have an emotional scene where the characters have like a tearful goodbye with Miles.
Didn't they spend like no time together, and wasn't
wasn't the last scene them being kind of mean to him?
Yeah, well, I guess they all got really close in the last 2 minutes.
Well, okay, that's very emotional then.
It is. So then we're gonna end on Miles doing a voiceover about how, you know, anybody could be Spider-Man.
Yeah, as long as you get bit by the right spider.
Exactly. So, you know, just go out there, kids, and try to get bit by as many spiders as possible.
Maybe you'll land on a radioactive one.
Maybe.
Wow, I feel like getting some spiders to bite me right now.
I mean, do it.
Shouldn't be too hard. The average human swallows 8 spiders a minute, so there's gotta be some around here.
That's not the statistic.
Well, anyway, sounds like a fun movie.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, I mean, a bunch of wacky versions of Spider-Man running around. It's not gonna win any awards, but it's gonna be fun.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. We have a ton of these on the channel that you can check out. You can also leave me a comment down below letting me know what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share on Facebook and Twitter. Spread it around. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.